Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hello everyone, it's Tanya Gabrielle here, Wealth Astronumerologist, and welcome to your Pisces New Moon Forecast happening March 17th at 1:11 p.m. in London, 9:11 a.m. New York, 6:11 a.m. L.A. Now, this is the second of three lunations in March. We had the same effect in January of this year, with a third lunation is going to be called a blue moon, because they're usually not three in a month. So this second lunation happens very late in Pisces at 26 degrees and on the 17th of March. And 17 and 26 in numerology both reduce to the number 8. So there's a double 8-8 code that's unveiled, and this is very powerful because 8 is the infinity symbol. It represents strength and immortality and the eternal flow that continues day in, day out, no matter what. Life, death, rebirth, life, death, rebirth. So it is a beautiful symbol of leadership and trust. And so this immortality number 17, is something you want to embrace now. This is a rebirth, a new moon, where timelessness, where not paying attention to the past or the future, but just this moment right now, the eternal moment, is what you're going to be embracing. Now, the 4 and 8 code in numerology also represents stepping into manifestation through leadership. And so this number 8 will allow you to take the leadership position and set an intention of what you want to implement, and make sure that, because it's in Pisces, you want to use your imagination with a lot of confidence so you can move forward with incredible strength and with the wisdom of Pisces. Now, Pisces is the final sign, so it represents letting go of the past, releasing what no longer is meaningful in your life and never will be used again, right? So anything you've learned, for example, you don't have to learn again. Anything that you've experienced is already imprinted in your soul, in your mind, right? So you don't need to actually pretend like you haven't learned something. So this number 8 in Pisces are very powerful because it really represents the bridge from one life into another life. The 12th sign is the bridging of that. And then the number 8 is also the upper and lower figure of life, death, rebirth, and bridging heaven and earth. So in order to really tune in to this strength that you have, you want to use your imagination. You want to paint pictures to evoke feelings so that you're fully engaged, heart and soul, in no matter what you do. You want to use meditation in whichever way that works for you, whether it's a walking meditation, a moment of silence, a music meditation, a movement meditation. There's many different ways, thousands of ways to meditate. And so you really want to bring compassion, heart and soul, sensitivity, all the Pisces qualities of unconditional love into the equation. Now, the shadow side of Pisces is that you might want to escape the truth or hold the veil over what you know to be true. So you want to lift that veil in order to experience true transcendence. This time we're in now, this 11 universal year that we're in all through 2018, is about transcendence, transcending everything you've done up until now. So in order to do that, Pisces is now helping us to say, okay, well, what are we not wanting to see? Right? This is going into places that subconsciously we may have avoided, and now we are being asked to look at these moments. And if we don't want to see, if we don't want to acknowledge something that clearly is happening, then we can't ourselves be clear channels, right? So, and then what happens is you want to escape, And you can escape in many different ways, through distractions, which of course are everywhere, through stimulants or addictive behavior, whatever that behavior is. And so you want to watch that during this time, because you are going to be much more sensitized and centrally activated in general. So use your imagination to transcend, and then use creativity to embrace what it is you're bringing through as a pure channel. Now, the sun and moon in this new moon, of course, they're together, and this time they are exactly conjunct Chiron. Now, Chiron is a very imaginative, deeply felt, healing planet. And in this case, the sun, moon, and Chiron are forming a trine, a beautiful, harmonious trine to Jupiter. Jupiter rules 2018. Jupiter is the planet of the year. And Jupiter rules happiness and joy, expansion, fortunate events, opportunities, higher learning, wisdom, abundance. So with Chiron, Sun, and Moon together, trine Jupiter, you're going to have a lot of opportunities now to feel good, to feel enriched, to feel where the source of happiness really is in your life. You want to ask the question when you're making a decision, does this bring me inner peace because of Pisces? And does this make me happy? Do I feel happy in considering this decision? So Chiron, Sun, Moon with Jupiter, there's a lot of healing happening through joy and love at this time. Now, Jupiter is in retrograde. Jupiter stationed retrograde on the 8th of March, which is, and there's the number 8 again. It really figures greatly this month. So the 8th of March makes this retrograde even stronger, because it's all about strength and leadership. But also, when any planet is in retrograde or is stationing, which Jupiter still is, it makes it even stronger and more enhanced. So basically, you are moving from those things that have hurt you or brought you pain, right? And you're moving into accepting everything as it is, as being perfect, right? So anything that has happened to you, accept it and feel the encouragement and the support as a result of you learning from that experience. It's a really powerful time to just practice acceptance and self-acceptance, which take judgment out of the whole equation. You know, once you stop judging, self-judgment, first of all, but also the judging of others, you free yourself in so many ways. I mean, it truly is the path to bliss when judgment is eliminated. And self-acceptance is that step that you want to take. And the acceptance of others, of course, comes as a result of that. Now, there's also a triple conjunction of Sun, Moon, Chiron squaring Mars. And this really activates our inner fire. It brings attention. Any square, it brings tension. Now, with Mars, it really wants you to do something about resolving conflicts. If you have any conflicts with anyone or feel conflicted about something, something you're not in harmony with yet, something you haven't figured out yet, or you feel angry about something or aggressive, right? You want to really release that and address that and do it in a very peaceful Piscean way. So breathe, you know, if you're getting anxious. It's really a push forward that you're able to accomplish with this square to Mars, but you want to do it without aggression. So you want to move forward, but leave behind any need to step on other people's toes, because Mars will give you that real impetus and drive to succeed. But it's sometimes you do it when Mars, especially with a square, you may do it while, you know, having disregard for other people. So it's a very excitable energy. It's very fiery. It can lead to impressive results when you stay on the calm side and the peaceful side in terms of your forward momentum. So the final transit with this new moon in Pisces is that the sun and moon are at 26 degrees and they form an exact 30 degrees semi-sextile to Uranus. So Uranus is in Aries at 26 degrees and Sun and Moon are in Pisces at 26 degrees. And so this is very exciting. And of course, it activates that number 8 again, 2 plus 6 or 26 equals 8. But Uranus is the planet of revolution and excitement and freedom and breakthroughs. And so you're going to feel some emotional breakthroughs, some really big shifts. Uranus will be going into Taurus in mid-May, and that's going to be a major shift in general for the world as it leaves Aries and moves into a new sign after 8 years or so. So, you know, Uranus is now being felt in a big way with this new moon, because it's an exact aspect that's being formed with the sun and moon. And it happens the same day that Mars enters Capricorn as well. So this new moon is really very energizing in many ways. Even though it's in Pisces, there's a lot of forward momentum with a focus on career with Capricorn, with Mars being, you know, fired up as well. So you're going to be really working on projects for the next 6 weeks as Mars is in Capricorn. You're going to have forward momentum. You're going to have that sort of rocket launch feeling with some things you're doing. It's also a powerful time for you to get really clear on how you create prosperity, because 8 governs money, and money is energy. Energy is eternal. It's a flow from you to the universe and back, from you to another person and back, right? So money is a way to exchange energy that is really, really exciting and powerful and very creative as well. So our relationship to financials, to abundance, to prosperity, to money is very important when the number 8 shows up so much, because as human beings, we're designed to exchange energy through finances, through money. And in order to live, we must have money to pay for our needs and to pay to enhance our life, enhance the life of others. So looking at this topic of money now is important because of that 8 code of this new moon in Pisces. So some questions you might want to ask yourself is, what is your spiritual connection to money? Do you see money as being used for your highest good or for everyone's highest good, right? Do you see it as a gift in your life? So put the highest vibrational intentions out there. You want to put the energy of this number 8 and the Mars energy, the triple trine to Jupiter energy, towards positive intentions. This trine to Jupiter is really, really amazing. It is a gift. It is so beautiful. Jupiter is bringing joy to everything you touch. And there's so much fortunate opportunity out there. There's so much feel-good energy. There's so much joy and recognition of who you are at soul level. And, you know, the wisdom that comes from tuning into the divine. Remember that number 8 is heaven and earth merged, the bridge between heaven and earth. And we've got Jupiter here saying, yes, you can be successful when you trust your soul, right? So really embrace this gift of this gorgeous new moon in Pisces. Pisces is so sensitive, so sweet, so kind, and the sign of brotherhood and sisterhood and unconditional love. And so there's a lot of really gorgeous energy at this time in mid-March that you can use to your advantage as we move forward. So have a gorgeous new moon, and I'll see you for our next full moon broadcast.
Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.